Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We have dangerous heat in our forecast today, a heat advisory later this afternoon, and a risk for severe storms. We'll go over both.
Our cars are burned up. Their friends are dead. The dogs and animals are dead. Everybody's dead. There's dead people in the water.
Search and recovery efforts are underway in Hawaii as more than 1,000 people remain unaccounted for after historic wildfires burned through towns there. We have new video of the destruction there this morning.
And your Duke energy bill could soon be going up. Straight ahead, we'll explain why the company is considering the rate hike and when it could affect your wallet.
Certainly affect where we place that thermostat today with some of the temperatures there. That'll make your bill go up quickly with the AC on. I'm Jeff Hogan. Happy Monday to you.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for an HU. Yeah, we're talking, Elizabeth said, some dangerous heat today. Have to be careful out there. The hottest day of the entire week. Let's get right to her so she can explain everything for us today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we have a level one risk for severe storms for today. A level one risk means just isolated thunderstorms that could produce wind damage. And we'll see that late this afternoon and into the evening. We'll take a look at future cast here. It's nice and quiet out there this morning, fortunately, but we are likely to see those clouds building a little bit later on today. Things should be quiet this morning. You can see, again, just a little bit of sunshine to start with. And then around 5 o'clock, we start to see the showers and thunderstorms popping up. There's 6 p.m., so once we hit 5 o'clock, we're likely to see more storms across the area, a little bit of heavy rain with that, and the potential for some wind damage. Our heat advisory kicks in right at noon and lasts until 8 o'clock. It's going to feel like 105 to 110 across our area. A couple of our northern counties are not included, but it's still going to be very hot no matter where you are. And of course, it's going to be one of those days you need to just take it easy. This is for today, not Tuesday, but it's going to feel like 107 in Raleigh, 102 in South Hill, 109 Goldsboro, 109 Fayetteville, Clinton, 106 in Southern Pines. So just very, very hot out there for us today. 78 is our current temperature as we're heading out the door. So it's a really hot start this morning already. Our temperature climbs up to 93 by lunchtime, and we'll see highs, of course, in the upper 90s with that triple digit heat index. We're likely to have more severe storms tomorrow. It's a level two risk for parts of our viewing area. I'll show you that coming up.
And with those dangerous temperatures expected today, it is a good idea to get in your outdoor work or activities as early as possible. And WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Durham. Laura, I know how it's still already muggy. It is humid. How's it feeling where you are?
Yeah, boy, Jeff, and you can already feel that warmth and mugginess here in Durham. It's in the upper 70s here. And for folks who love to come to Durham Central Park, I mean, it's a great spot. People love to come take their kids to the playground, but they're going to need a lot of water today. And one of these, you can see I have my electric handheld fan already pumping. So Durham is one of 17 counties in the state that will be under a heat advisory today. And if you do plan to be outdoors, it's important to stay hydrated. If you feel a little dizzy or sick, you may want to find some shade or get inside as quickly as possible. Now, first responders in Wake and Durham counties are preparing for an increase in heat-related calls as well. Wake EMS has already seen an uptick of these calls over the weekend.
Whether it be for heat-related emergencies or just other underlying medical problems that are made worse by the heat and humidity. As we respond to people who are overcome by the heat, by being out in it, we have to remember our people are out in that same heat.
And today it could feel like the triple digits by the early afternoon. That heat advisory will run until noon, until 8 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News, we're live in Durham.
And your Duke energy bill could soon be going up, and you have an opportunity to voice what you think about the potential rate hikes. That's tonight at a public hearing. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning to explain why this is being considered and how much more we could be paying, Kelsey.
Michelle, good morning. Tonight, you can share your thoughts here at the Durham County Courthouse about potential rate hikes that could impact your power bill within the next 6 months. Now, Duke Energy has proposed rate increases that would happen over a three-year span in increments. So your power bill would go up 10% in January 2024, then up another 4% in 2025, with a final 4% increase in 2026. A spokesperson for the company says the extra revenue they generate from increasing increased rates would go towards strengthening the power grid and transitioning to clean energy.
75% of the spending plan for the next 3 years is focused on strengthening the grid to make it more resistant to outages from severe weather, to make it more secure and more resilient.
And if you can't make it out to tonight's meeting, you can also submit comments online to the North Carolina Utilities Commission. And that meeting is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
The Hawaiian National Guard is helping with search and recovery efforts in the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than 100 years. Teams are going from building to building, inspecting the damage in Lahaina. The number of confirmed dead is 96 now, but officials warn that number could rise much higher because more than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. The Lahaina fire destroyed or damaged more than 2,200 homes and businesses. That fire is one of several burning on the island of Maui. It's burned more than 2,100 acres, and crews have gotten it about 85% contained now. Only a handful of people who escaped the fire have been allowed back in to see the damage. Officials say rebuilding in that remote oceanside town is expected to take decades.
And good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center. So many organizations and volunteers around the country are doing their part to help those residents displaced there in Maui, including the Utah Valley University Pacific Islander Initiative. That group is collecting a list of household and personal items to send to Maui to help with everything. Some of the items they're looking for include linens, pillows, towels, toiletries, baby necessities, formula, diapers, clothes for all ages. They will be gathering items until today. Then that shipment will be loaded onto a United Airlines flight and headed to Maui tomorrow.
All right, Ken, thank you. Oprah Winfrey paid a visit to a Maui shelter on Sunday. She toured the facility at War Memorial Gymnasium, where hundreds are sheltered.
In a week or two, all the cameras will be gone and the rest of the world is going to move on with their lives. And we're all still going to be here trying to figure out what is the best way to rebuild.
It was the media mogul's third visit to the shelter for the victims of the Lahaina wildfire. And Winfrey is a part-time resident of Maui herself and says her biggest concern is getting resources to those who have been affected by the fire.
Coast Guard is searching for four missing divers 50 miles south of Cape Fear. They say the four men were diving from a pleasure craft around noon on Sunday when the folks did not resurface. And researchers there are using aircraft and boats to try to find those men.
State lawmakers return to work in Raleigh this week after a month-long break. The state house is expected to take up as many as 6 veto overrides this week. They include bills loosening rules for charter schools, restricting the rights of LGBTQ teens, and revamping the state's building code rules. They're not expected to vote on a budget yet, though. Legislative leaders say they haven't yet reached a deal on their $30 billion spending plan. That was due July 1st. For a full breakdown of what lawmakers are expected to vote on this week, you can visit nccapital.com.
Happening today, Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead will give an update on an initiative for the county aimed to reduce violent crime. It is called Project Safe Neighborhood, PSN. Sheriff Burkhead says the goal of PSN is to reduce violent crime, not by increasing arrests, but by addressing repeat offenders and by giving them job opportunities. The initiative itself is not new to Durham, but it is new to the sheriff's office. The sheriff says the gun violence problem in Durham is causing law enforcement to try anything they can to find a solution.
Proliferation of guns in Durham is like I've never seen before. Project Safe Neighborhoods is a proven strategy that's been around for 20, 25 years. And I think we are at a point where we need to try everything to save our community, certainly to save our youth.
Sheriff Burkhead will update the Board of County Commissioners on the program at their meeting tonight at 7.
A man police say tried to rape and strangle a woman that he kidnapped will have a court appearance today in Raleigh. 41-year-old Christopher Joyner is in jail under a $750,000 bond. He faces multiple charges, including attempted forcible rape, assault by strangulation, and first-degree kidnapping. Police say Joyner kidnapped the woman near Crabtree Valley Mall on Wednesday. Officers found the woman at a home on Turner Street around 3 o'clock that afternoon. She had run toward a construction site to look for help. Court documents indicate the woman had marks on her neck from the attacker's hands. The victim did not know her attacker. And coming up, an investigation is underway in Pittsburgh after a deadly house explosion. Why officials say it could take years to figure out what caused the blast.
And this is a live look right now at 4:40 on your Monday morning, North Hills. We are dealing with dangerous heat today, potential for storms later in the afternoon. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. We have a heat advisory that goes into effect around noon today. It's going to feel like 105 to 107 this afternoon, so just want to be especially careful. Tomorrow's going to be another fairly hot day before we get a nice little break by Wednesday. Today, we also have a level one risk for severe storms. We're going to go over the timeline for that. We should start to see some of these storms developing right around 5 o'clock or so, and so it may make for a messy evening commute. It's all quiet this morning. We take a live look at Apex, and it's quiet down Salem Street right now. 72 in Lewisburg. It's 80 right now in Fayetteville and in Gold. So we really have struggled to cool off a whole lot overnight, and it's pretty muggy out there too. So starting warm, it's going to be warm. Walking the dog this morning, you know, feels somewhat uncomfortable, but of course, dangerous heat this afternoon with a high of 97.
Fayetteville police are investigating after a girl was shot during a birthday party. It happened shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday at a building on Bragg Boulevard. Police say shots were fired outside the business and the bullets struck the girl. Responders took her to the hospital, but police say her injuries are not life-threatening. Police are trying to learn more about the circumstances that led up to that shooting.
Dramatic video from an air show in Michigan. Two pilots had to eject to safety moments before their MiG-23 fighter jet crashed. A plane went down in an apartment complex about 30 miles west of Detroit. No one on the ground was hurt. Event organizers stopped the air show after that crash. Federal investigators are examining the wreckage to figure out what happened.
Airfares are dropping as summer travel wraps up. The latest data from travel site Hopper says the average domestic round-trip flight right now is $257. That is down 11% compared to last year. But experts say prices often drop off late in the summer. Other factors include the lowering price of jet fuel and increased airline capacities.
Crews in Texas are searching for a missing teenager after a serious boat crash on Lake Austin last night. Six other people were injured in the crash. They say a boat went over the wake of another boat and lost control. It ran aground, ejecting at least one person. Officials say two suffered serious injuries. Two others were taken to hospitals with potentially serious injuries. Two others refused to go to the hospital. It is unclear how fast the boat was going, and we don't know if people on board were wearing life jackets.
A community in Wisconsin held a memorial for a Marine who died in North Carolina on Sunday. Lance Corporal Tanner Kaltenberg was just 19 years old. He was from Madison, Wisconsin and based at Camp Lejeune. Kaltenberg was one of three Marines found dead last month at a gas station about 30 miles outside the military base. Investigators said the men died of carbon monoxide poisoning. The other two Marines were Merrick Dockery of Oklahoma and Ivan Garcia of Florida.
Five people are dead, three are injured, and three homes are destroyed after a home exploded outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. At least a dozen other homes were damaged by the debris, and Ring doorbell video from a few doors down captured the moment of the explosion. That's a bird's eye view right here of this damage. Authorities say the explosion happened in one home and then the flames from the blast destroyed two others. 18 different fire departments responded to the scene. Investigators are still looking into what caused the explosion. The gas service provider in the area says gas systems were operating as designed at the time.
Thousands of people in Russia are evacuating from flooded areas after heavy rains from a typhoon. Tropical storm Kanin caused the worst flooding in Russia's Far East region, which borders China and North Korea. Officials say more than 5,000 buildings are flooded. So far, there are no reports of any deaths. Well, some construction work in Carrboro today will cause delays for drivers. About 10 concrete trucks will be making deliveries to the 203 project site on South Greensboro Street starting around 9 o'clock this morning. This is for work on the parking deck of the development, which is the future home of the Orange County Southern Branch Library. Town officials say the site will be busy through Wednesday with a number of material deliveries coming in. Drivers can expect delays on Greensboro and Robertson Streets.
4:47, the time right now. There really be no escaping the heat and the feels like temperature today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. It's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot. We also have a level one risk for severe storms for today. Damaging winds and isolated tornado possible. We're going to start to see these storms developing right around the evening commute. We take a look at Futurecast. Kicking things off this morning, our skies are clear, but it's uncomfortable out there this morning. It's very warm and sticky. We'll see just a few clouds starting to pop up at lunchtime, and by the evening commute, you can see these scattered storms popping up across our area. 7 o'clock, pretty widespread coverage there. But again, with a level one, we tend to see just maybe one or two or a handful of storms that could produce wind damage. Notice at 8 o'clock, a bit of a line developing along the I-95 corridor. Then that slides eastward, and then things begin to settle down closer to midnight or so. We have a level two risk for severe storms tomorrow. So that makes tomorrow a WRL weather alert day. That level two risk includes the Triangle area north and east. And we'll go over the timeline for those storms coming up in a little while. We have a heat advisory that goes into effect today at noon, lasts until 8 p.m. It'll feel like 105 to 110. It was already a hot weekend. So you add to that, heat impacts are cumulative on the human body. So if you've been out in the heat for several days in a row, you may be fine day one, day two, and then day three, you end up with one of those heat-related illnesses. So just be especially careful out there today. Of course, obviously, this impacts folks who have to work outside more than anyone else. So make sure you're getting a chance to take some breaks. 78, the current temperature heading out the door, and our dew point 72 will hit 90 degrees by 11 o'clock today. So it's just going to be one of those days if you don't have to be outside, you don't want to be out there. Our dew point sitting right now at 72, that's high. And so it's just going to feel dangerously hot today. 97 in Raleigh, 95 Durham, 99 in Fayetteville for today. Today, again, feeling like 107. Tomorrow, really close to it, 95. It'll feel like 108. And the difference there is we'll have even more humidity for tomorrow. So that bumps up that heat index. And then a little bit of a break on Wednesday, 89. At least we drop it below 90, but 94 will be the heat index. Keeps us out of the danger zone. Today, we're not too far from records. 97 today, the record 100 in Raleigh. The record 100 in Fayetteville with that potential for 99 degrees. Right now, we have already hit our annual average of days at 90 degrees. 91 days at 90 plus is the record. Hopefully, we don't get close to that. Again, we do have that WRL weather alert day for tomorrow with that level one and two risk for severe storms. And then temperatures cool off slightly, but there's still plenty of heat in our forecast through the end of the week. Once we get past Tuesday, it's also dry again.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A new study shows a link between how well you hear and cognitive decline. Why experts say getting hearing aids can help people with dementia.
Well, it's another big weekend for Barbie at the box office. We'll tell you how much that movie has earned as it keeps its number one spot.
Barbie in the real world. That's impossible.
A recent study from Johns Hopkins University in Maryland could offer hope of preventing cognitive decline. Daniel Gomez spoke to experts about what this new study means for patients.
Dr. Rebecca Young, an audiologist with Beltone Hearing Aid Center in Eau Claire, says the findings from a study in Baltimore regarding dementia prevention are worth listening to.
For individuals that were more at risk of developing cognitive decline later in life, there was a 48% reduction when they were fit with hearing aids.
The recent study from Johns Hopkins University looks further into the correlation between hearing loss and dementia. Dr. Young agrees hearing aids could help lower the risk of cognitive decline and may work better the earlier hearing loss can be diagnosed.
And as soon as we see that we're at a period that they need to have hearing technology to help their hearing, then we want to start that process before there's any other cognitive issues we need to deal with.
Maybe it's like ringing in the ears. Get them to an audiologist, see if they've got something going on. You know, maybe get them some hearing aids to help them feel like they would be more comfortable to be in a social setting that they would maybe try to withdraw from.
Nicole Weber is the executive director at Azura Memory Care Center in Eau Claire. She says isolation is a red flag for cognitive decline and agrees that hearing aids could help with keeping those at risk more engaged with people around them.
If it's taking care of your ears, and that's one of those things that could give you a leg up on prevention, I think all of this type of information is just really impressive when they can link things like that together.
you're isolated and you withdraw and you're less active and just don't keep your mind stimulated like you did before, because it's just not fun anymore to go out because you're missing so much of what your loved ones are saying.
Dr. Young says hearing loss is gradual, and it could be worth getting your ears checked over time to see if a hearing aid is needed.
Anything to hold off that terrible disease. That was Daniel Gomez reporting.
Pups and their owners gathered for the third annual Dachshund Derby in Chicago over the weekend. Dachshund and Dachshund mixed breeds were invited to participate in the race. They were split into various categories to compete in the final race to find out which one reigns supreme. All proceeds from the race benefited the Midwest Dachshund Rescue.
Hot dog dogs.
Yeah.
Barbie did it again. The hit summer movie remained number one at the box office 4 weeks after its release. Barbie brought in nearly $34 million domestically over the weekend, and at the global box office, the Greta Gerwig-directed film has earned $1.8 billion. That's a record for a female director.
Wow. All right, this is a live look outside in Durham this morning. We have dangerous heat on tap for today's forecast. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see how hot it will feel outside today.
I saw one Fred dead on the ground like a piece of charcoal, like Pompeii almost. Just dead. I mean, there's nothing you could do. It was that fast.
Communities on Maui coming together to help in search and rescue efforts after historic wildfires ripped across that island. Coming up at 5, we have new video of that devastation left behind.
And you soon could be paying more on your energy bill, why Duke Energy wants to increase rates, and how you can give your opinion on it tonight.